This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs, and that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Tuesday edition of Sean and RJ. Bobby Belt is back as well. That's Pepe playing the celebration music. Aiden has us live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Are you back? Are the Dallas Mavericks back? They somehow shock some of the world, and get the number one pick last night. Did you watch it live?
I did. I turned it on about, I think the clock said like 9:31 before it was there was going to be the lottery. Because, you know, the lottery was like at half or between the games.
Yeah.
Between the games. So I was just flipping through and I was like, oh, wait, it's on now. Okay, 9 minutes to go. Let's do it. And yeah, it was.
When did you start going, oh?
Soon as it got to 11 and, you know, they were in the top four, obviously, because I think it was 11 they were supposed to be. And then I was like, oh, that's. Obviously, they're top four. I was like, they're going to do this. They're going to do this. This is what it's going to happen. Just like we thought. They're going to give the Mavericks this pick to save the fan base. They're saving the NBA in Dallas. That's what they were doing.
Did you watch it live?
I did. Yeah. I actually had it spoiled, though, because I saw it on Twitter. Like, because I've got YouTube TV, there's a little bit of a lag. So I actually saw it on Twitter before I got to see the announcement. But no, it was, it did feel kind of like once it got into the top four, I was like, all right, they're getting it. Like, this is what's setting up. What would have been brutal is if they got number two, though, and we are talking about the Spurs. Like, where it's like, they get Wembanyama and they get the number one pick right after that. And so, but no, it was exciting. It's good news. I'm curious to see, do they hold on to it or what do they do with it?
It's fun to get a fun story around here once in a while. We go around, you know, Radio Row, Super Bowl, Combine, and people are like, oh my God, sports talk in Dallas, right? You guys have had crazy stories. You break the Schottenheimer news, you got Luka traded, and I was like, yeah, but those were all negative for our local fans. And this is a positive, I believe. Pepe, were you watching it live and celebrating, reacting?
So I was not at first, but then I saw your text of top four, and I said, oh my God, where's the remote? And so I got in right after they had made the announcement, but I couldn't believe it. I had zero hope that they were actually going to get the number one pick.
Thank goodness that they lost to the Grizzlies in the last play-in tournament game.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about. Otherwise, they fall out of the lottery.
Yeah, because they would have been into the next round of the games.
OKC.
Yeah, so... That is a good thing. That is a very good thing that they lost that game, because now you are setting your franchise up for a lot of options. A lot of options.
So you guys, judging in the first 60 seconds of the program, are leaving no doubt. Of course, Rigged is trending, you know, Fixed. All the allegations, all the tinfoil hat stuff, all the frozen envelopes. And I guess I don't even have to ask Choppy, because this was RJ back in the day. We got a crosstalk, and we have Choppy back on March 5th talking about this happening.
If the NBA had any soul, they would gift the Mavericks the first pick with Cooper Flagg. Like, the NBA is looking at this right now, and they're recognizing, okay, this whole thing is screwed up. We are about to lose the fourth biggest market of a fan base, and you can't lose that. And they knew the Knicks fan base was dead in the water in 1984 or whatever. And they, here's the cold envelope. Here's the cold envelope for the Knicks. The creased corner. You got to do that.
And Bobby, you are joining Sandler. I was texting with him. Tell me what you think about Cooper Flagg's game. And Jared's first thing was, all right, y'all think rigged? Y'all think the fix is in? And Bobby also said 1,000%.
It's 100% rigged. I went and looked this up last night, and I sent it to you guys overnight. I was just like, let's look in the recent history of just improbable capturing the number one pick. 2008, the Bulls get the number one pick with a 1.7% chance. Oh, and they just happened to get to select Chicago native Derrick Rose, number one. 2011, in the very first lottery after losing LeBron James, the Cavs win the lottery via a pick they acquired from the Clippers, which had just a 2.8% chance of winning. They select Kyrie Irving. 2012, it's the first lottery after trading CP3. The Hornets win the lottery and select Anthony Davis. They had a better shot. They had the fourth best odds to get number one. 2013 and 2014, other than the CP3 year, the Cavaliers win the lottery every single year after LeBron leaves. They then use the 2013 and 2014 picks in a package for Kevin Love, which is then turned into their next big three, which allows the redemption story. And then 2019, with Anthony Davis on the verge of being traded and shipped off to the Lakers, the Pelicans win the lottery again, this time for Zion Williamson. They had a 6% chance, and then now the Mavericks laid out before you. It just seems way too coincidental.
It does. It does. I mean, I really believe like the league saw this was not a plan.
Okay, so let's take it a step beforehand. Are you also believing that the Luka trade was directed?
No.
And then this is your backdoor compensation,
no.
Nico?
No, I don't believe that. That's too heavy-handed for the league. Okay, that's too much. That's too much hand in this whole thing. This was just a dumb trade. It was a dumb trade, and the league had no intention of doing this until what happened in the wake of the trade and the ticket sales that were down and the merchandise and the Mav fans were not showing up to games, empty, you know, half empty arenas. And this was the byproduct of the league. It was like, all right, look, we have to figure out a way to save this franchise. Otherwise, this is not a vibe. We can't lose the fourth largest TV market. They were never going to move. They were never going to move. The owners have to approve that. The owners aren't giving up the expansion fee. Vegas is getting their own team. They were never going to move. Stop with that. This was just that happened. We're losing this city's fan base. Can't have that, man. We're gonna act.
I saw you went on NBC5.
Well.
Was that before or after the lottery?
Oh, it was after. It was like 7:40. It was like 7:45, 8 o'clock where we recorded.
Did you say on TV you thought it was set up?
Yeah. I don't know if I didn't see this the piece. I recorded it, so I'll see what they put in, because it was, you know, 5-6 minutes long, and I doubt they gave me 5-6 minutes. They don't even give Weatherman and Nui 5-6 minutes combined. So, but yeah, I did say that.
I would. Everything tells me it's rigged, it's set up, because it seems way too coincidental.
I'm glad you went through the percentages of all those things, because when people are like, Derrick Rose, Kyrie Irving, LeBron, I was like, okay, were they the favorite to have the number one pick? But in many of those instances, no.
Right. Like, I mean, for instance, the Patrick Ewing one that's very famous, they were the third worst team. They had the third best odds to get number one. But I will say that I whenever I see these situations, I am reminded of the very famous Coke Classic New Coke setup in the mid-80s, where they had done the new formula for Coca-Cola, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is awful. Bring back the old one. And there started this conspiracy theory that they were like, see, they came up with an awful formula so that when people drank new Coke, they'd long for the old Coke, and then that would boost their lagging sales. And the CEO of Coke, when he heard that, he said, we're not that dumb and we're not that smart. Like, I think there is something to be said about, I don't know that the NBA or Adam Silver, I don't know that they're that dumb, and I don't know that they're that smart to be able to concoct all of that.
Tim Bontemps concoct all of what, though?
Just orchestrating all these different, like, oh, let's move
trade.
Yeah, like, I mean, everybody, it feels like, was waiting around for, you're going to gift it to the Mavericks. Like, I feel like maybe you'd get them second, but not one.
Tim Bontemps, who I at least respect with the basketball opinion, does the podcast with Brian Windhorst and Tim McMahon. He tweeted this last night. The draft lottery isn't rigged. I've sat and watched the ping pong balls come out. There's no rigging it. Rather than saying that, I do think a fair thing to wonder is if the new rules have helped or if they've created more problems than they have solved. Today did not help that. Well, Bontemps can watch the balls come out, but they always say there's one person from Ernst & Young with that suitcase that knows the results. That's the only person. But you can watch them come out of the machine, but he's not supposed to know, I don't believe, the results. The people who watch that process aren't watching the symbol and logo of the team on the ball.
No, because it's not a logo of the team on the ball. They're numbers. The Mavs numbers that they had, so I had, I reposted it
here. Yeah, we got to play these for the winning lottery tickets, right?
Yeah, so the Mavs numbers, the winning combination of ping pong balls was 10, 14, 11, and 7.
Okay, so explain that to me.
I have no idea. That's the thing. Okay, you've got all these balls in there, and you could say you could watch this all you want. Yeah, but nobody knows what they're watching. You know, if you're watching this, you know, because if you're watching this ping pong, you know, extravaganza going on, and you're in the room, You still don't know. Do you know? I don't think you know.
No.
You don't know what the combinations are.
They say you don't know.
You don't know what the combinations are. It could be anything. It could be anything in there.
How many in 41 NBA draft lotteries, how many times do you think the team with the worst record, so basically the best odds to get number one, how many times do you think the best odds to get number one has gotten the number one pick?
In 41?
Yeah.
11.
Six. It's happened six times. And it happened... It happened four years in a row, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. Otherwise, outside of that four-year stretch, you're talking about 36 years, and only twice did the team with the best odds to get the number one pick actually get it.
Wow. It is fun, though, when it works for you, right?
Yeah.
I love the cartoon bus meme last night that people sent out. The NBA is rigged, and it's got the one kid looking out the side of the bus window, but the NBA is rigged in your favor with the kid smiling on the other side of it.
Look, I absolutely believe...
Now, we got to this point through misery.
Yeah, you get to this point through misery. I absolutely believe this was, you know, the Mavs were gifted this after seeing what happened, but I'm fine with it.
It's all...
Like, I'm that's okay.
Because that's a follow-up question for a later segment. If you believe it's rigged, is that bad... for your belief in what you're watching?
No, because I think you can rig two different...
Because that's baseball's biggest thing, right? Pete Rose is gone because you can never question the integrity of the sport, but you're saying this isn't actually the sport, but that's a topic for down the road. Your reactions at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line.
Yeah, like you said, it was a miserable way that you got here. I mean, it was a miserable last 3 months, but it was already miserable. You're already miserable. So, I mean, take the victory, like take the W, like that. That's just how last night is.
Now, I don't think there are many people who are not taking the W.
I think there's a lot of people who last night, it seemed like were just like, I don't want anything. I don't want Nico getting bailed out. I didn't like watching him. The video of them celebrating when they got it. There were a lot of people angry seeing Nico celebrate.
Yeah.
Because it's like, ooh, you just got bailed out of just an all-time bad decision.
I probably would have advised the Mavs, like, just put Rolando Blackman up there and call it a night. Step away from social media. Nothing with Nico.
Put Nico in the tunnel.
Put Nico in the tunnel. That was a pretty badass reaction. They exploded at some dinner they had from the behind the butt view, as Jake Rietma pointed out. But... what does that shirt say? Oh, he's still holding up the Fire Nico shirt. I was a little bit concerned. I will preface this by saying I don't know Cooper Flagg's personality. I didn't think this was a chance in hell, so I didn't dive into, all right, let's hear the interviews. What type of dude is he actually? This was Cooper Flagg being a two-way player for whoever gets him.
I think, like I said, this entire experience for me has been amazing. So going forward, I'm just going to look forward to that. Like you said, being a two-way player, that's something that I've done since I was a little kid. So I'm just going to try and keep doing that to the best of my ability.
So after he got picked and I was looking at the family, I'm like, I wish they smiled a little bit more. They have to be happy about thrilled about the roster they're going to. Maybe they're scared about going to an organization led by Nico, or maybe Cooper Flagg is just a very cool, calm, chill dude. But I was a couple Tolos sent it to me, and I liked the tweet where they're like, I was hoping for a few more smiles.
Yeah, usually when you get when you're the top overall player, you're gonna go to the Wizards. Nobody wants to go to the Wizards,
right?
Mavs have a decent roster, you know, when everybody's healthy. Yeah. Everybody's healthy, right?
More than decent.
It's a major city. You're not going to Sacramento, Tolo. You're not going to Sacramento. You're not going to Oklahoma City, right? You're going to Dallas. That's cool. Like, that's good. That's way better than the alternatives. And, yeah, I kind of felt the same way. And maybe he knows that he is cool, calm, and collected. Maybe he doesn't know if he's going one, or maybe he thinks they're trade the pick.
It may also just be a case of he's like a lot of us and saw what led to this point, and he goes, like, do I want to be around what that looked like it was over the last, three months?
By the way, where are these people from Maine coming from? Cooper Flagg, Jordan Maine. Hudson. I mean, you got people from Nobody has ever been from Maine.
All right, two questions for you as a Mavs Toller. We're going to take phone calls next at 877-881-1053. It's a day to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate. 877-881-1053. Are you back after swearing off the Mavericks? And what do you want them to do with the selection? Draft Cooper Flagg. Try to get Luka back. Deal it for Giannis. Fire Nico before all of it. Your number one pick, Cooper Flagg phone calls, we think, at 877-881-1053. Next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Coming up Tuesday morning on Sean and RJ, we have another Rangers ticket giveaway during the 7 o'clock expressway and PP in the morning at 8:20.
We got Cooper Flagg!
Tuesday morning on The Fan. That was at 9:40 a.m. yesterday. Kevin wow. Hagelin having a little bit of fun. Him and RJ Choppy talking in cross how this was going to go down, and Kevin Hagelin's tease rings true as the Dallas Mavericks somehow, maybe not, some way, win the NBA draft lottery. And we are celebrating this morning on a Tolo Tuesday because you deserve it. Nico may not deserve it, but you deserve it. Here on DFW Sports Station, we want to celebrate with you on the D&M Leasing Hotline at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Are you back? Is this bringing you back as a Mavs fan after you said you were out? And what do you want them to do with the pick? Mama D tweeting, "I'll never be back. Y'all really broke Luka Doncic for Cooper Flagg. I got some feelings that it was not going to totally bring back Bobby Belt yesterday either."
No, I mean, I'll be fully back as soon as Nico Harrison's fired. When Nico Harrison's fired, then I'll be fully back. It still makes me happy, and it makes me excited for the day when Nico's not there and Cooper Flagg will be waiting. But yeah, I mean, Nico still has to go.
All right, Dylan and Forney, start us off. Your reaction to what happened last night. Dylan, you're live on The Fan. First time in franchise history that the Mavericks move up in the lottery.
Yeah, and normally this would be something that I'm thrilled about, but honestly, like Bobby said, I'm not going to be happy until Nico's fired, and I've been waiting for something like this to happen within the organization for so long. I've been a lifelong Mavs fan, favorite organization in all of sports, and grew up watching Dirk, Finley, Nash, all those guys, but they screwed the organization when they let Luka Doncic go, a once-in-a-generational player. And so I'm not going to be happy until Nico's gone. Cool for the organization, great. Not happy whatsoever, though.
I get it. There's Dylan with the phone call. And this was driving Chuck Cooperstein insane last night on social media. I was like, Chuck, just take a step away. Take a step away and be happy that you're going to be broadcasting this moving forward. But he was really frustrated with that type of sentiment, it felt like, on Twitter.
And stuff like what me and Bobby think is that, you know, the tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
You know, like he was really upset. He was like, no, it is what it is. He's a very it is what it is guy, right? There's no, he hates conspiracy theories, hates all that. I generally think we go way too much that well as well. I don't like conspiracy theories either, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist.
What I'll say about it being rigged, I've never believed it. I never really believe in conspiracy theories, but my follow-up is it's really hard to argue against this.
This one, yeah.
I mean, just in general, with all the odds, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to argue. I would probably still lean towards not believing it, but I'm not going to fight and I'm not going to argue because this is insanity.
Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer said it yesterday. He was like, "We're either living in a simulation or it is rigged." He's like, I don't know. It's one of the two at this point.
Eddie and Oak Cliff, you're next. Eddie, you are live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
Hey, I agree with the last caller and with Bobby. Honestly, I am happy about the Cooper Flagg situation. I do think Nico needs to go before he screws this up, gets Giannis, because he decides defense wins championships. Like, no, let's get ownership on the same board. We need Cooper Flagg. We need the future, and we need the now. On top of that, Cooper Flagg is going into a great situation. Kawhi Leonard, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, this is a similar situation. You got Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, no pressure. I mean, it brings hope. It brings hope.
Thank you for the call, Eddie. Just imagine if Nico did something with this. Imagine if he like traded this away, not for Giannis, and for something else, like to stockpile a bunch of different stuff, or take someone else.
Durant.
Number one, Durant. Imagine if he did something like that.
If he did it for Durant, that would be the lowest of low. Giannis, I think you could talk yourself into. Durant, it'd be like, because, you know, this is his window.
Maybe he calls up Pelinka and he's like, I know you didn't want to give up Austin Reeves in the last deal, but I got some more capital if you want to send him my way now.
Mike in Fort Worth. So far, Mavs fans resisted to be totally back in. Those who were out after the Luka deal was done, is Mike in Fort Worth any different? Mike, you're live after the Cooper Flag news, we think.
Lotto rigged. Also, can I have some secure tickets or what, man?
What's that?
Can I have some Shakira tickets?
Shakira. Are we giving away Shakira tickets? Chicolina, y'all doing that down the hall? Maybe you got the wrong station there with LeGrande.
Shakira tickets.
Laura a Grapevine. Laura, you're next. We got Rangers tickets to hook you up with at 7:20 today. Laura, you're up next.
Okay. I made the mistake of drinking a Red Bull before the lottery, so I actually freaked out, went to my patio. I yelled. I called everyone who's a Mavericks fan, not a Mavericks fan. Freaked out. I've never been so depressed as a Mavericks fan in my entire life. I also didn't miss a Duke game this season.
Oh.
So Cooper Flagg is our guy. Generational talent. You can even compare him to Paige Bueckers from the Dallas Wings. They're both killers, but they're going to have to work on bringing out his killer instinct a little more. He's such a pass-forward guy. One of the best teammates we're going to be able to find. But to speak on earlier about that calm, cool, collected attitude he has, that's just what he has across the board. But I think that mellow attitude is going to fit perfectly here in Dallas. But we really did pick up the right guy, and I couldn't be more excited. And it makes me actually want to go back to Mavericks games next season.
Okay, I thought you had said initially, Laura, that you were yeah. Like, it was an awful reaction. Or was that just a Luka
deal?
No,
I know. I actually, like, I didn't sleep a lot last night because I had the Red Bull before the lottery pick, so that was my mistake. But I really couldn't be more excited.
Okay.
I'm now, and most of my friends who are Mavericks fans are also equally as excited, but not missing a Duke game, having Paige Bueckers, having Cooper Flagg here, I mean, and the Cowboys roster is kind of coming together. Yeah. I think being a Dallas sports fan, everything is finally calming down a little bit.
Great phone call, great scouting report. By the way, Dallas becomes the first city ever to win number one picks in the NBA and WNBA draft in the same year. So that's freaking cool. That's awesome. It's exciting. It's nice to feel some actual, real, genuine excitement around here, at least for me. And then that's the first thing I wanted to find out when they won the number one pick. I was like, what type of defender? Because everyone kept saying, defense wins championships. What defender is he going to trade it for? And fortunately, all the reports I got back and read were Cooper Flagg being a good and versatile defender. All right, let's get to Andreas in Chicago. Andreas, you're next up here on 105.3 The Fan.
Thanks for taking my call, fellas. I used to live in Dallas, but I just moved to Chicago recently. I am back as a Mavs fan. Let's go. Before the Luka trade, Nichols was considered one of the best GMs. Hopefully he does not screw this up. And, Choppy, this is for you. What was the payout on the Mavs getting the number one pick before last night?
You know what? I looked on where I bet. I couldn't find it. So I don't know. I don't know what they were. They would have had, obviously, like the worst or second or third worst odds. So I don't have an answer for you on that one.
Now what to do with it? What is your initial gut reaction telling you? Yesterday we were having fun, Bobby, while you were out just screwing around, and I was asking Crosstalk, all right, there's a meme going around. If you get the number one pick, would you trade it back for Luka Doncic? So I set up the poll question. We got about 3,600 totals that have voted at 105.3 SS. Draft Flag, trade it for Giannis, get Luka back, just fire Nico first. Guess how the totals have reacted so far, unless you already know.
I already know.
All right. Choppy, what do you think?
Draft, fire Nico first.
Fire Nico first. No, that's second place.
Get Luka back.
I would have thought that had much higher voting. It is not. That's in third place.
Draft Cooper Flagg.
Draft Cooper Flagg has 48%. I think that just kind of speaks to the newness, right? Like, let's get something new. And it also speaks to like a longevity thing. That's where my mind goes. I want someone here for... This is just part of my brain. I'll tell you the other part about winning a championship right now. I want someone here like Dirk, like Luka, you thought, for 10, 12, 15 years. So draft the next hours. Trade it for Giannis. Trade it for Durant. A quick rental to get a title. That may be what the Mavs organization is thinking. That may be what they should do, rather than worrying about how long you can keep the same jersey in your closet. But I was surprised that 48% of it was for Flag. again, get Luka back. It's a fun little hypothetical. I'm not pretending they could just, although the Lakers could have a conversation about it, but 18% get Luka back, 9% trade it for Giannis, 25% fire Nico first. I know what your vote is, Bobby, so I'm going to go to Choppy first. What would you want to do with it right now? Because yesterday you and Hagelin said trade it for Luka. Try to trade it back for Luka.
I mean, yeah, honestly, that's probably what I would do. Try to trade it back for Luka. Now they would say no. So that's I think that's obviously the least realistic of the bunch. So if we're gonna look at the realistic ones, which would be draft flag, fire Nico first. What was the other one? Trade
Giannis.
I would draft flag. I would absolutely draft flag. Obviously, knowing Nico and his window, I think we can all kind of see what the reality might be.
Well, Patrick DeMont also hopefully has had a conversation about adjusting the window. Like this whole
two,
maybe not. Maybe since you set the plan in motion, maybe you now have to go ahead and finish it off. Roberto, how would you vote?
So, I mean, obviously, like I would either want Luka back or fire Nico. I don't think either of those are reasonable. Like neither one of them is going to happen. So realistically, I think you're looking at draft flag or trade it for Giannis. Honestly, I'd flip a coin. Either's probably going to be fine to me.
Oh.
Like, I mean, if you can...
You don't want your next guy versus Giannis for, you know, 4 years and your next Luka, your next Dirk?
I don't think flag's ever going to be as good as Giannis is. And so to me, like, Giannis for that small window, and hopefully Nico's gone in 12 months, but Giannis in that small window or flag who's likely to be a really good player for a longer time, but to me, I think it's reflective of the fact that the Luka and Nico stuff even got as many votes as it did when everybody knows those aren't, I think, attainable things right now. I think what that speaks to is about 5 out of every 6, according to this poll, about 5 out of every 6 would just say they'd rather have flag over Giannis at this point.
Tolo Chris texted that on his FanDuel, it was about 39-40-1 for the Mavs. So if you bet $100, you would have won $4,000.
And he bet it?
He didn't say he bet it, but that's what it would have been.
All right, let's get to Skyler and Godley. Skyler, you're up next here on Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I don't think Luka would come back to town regardless if Nico was fired or not. There's probably too much hurt, pain. He's trying to move, trying to start fresh in L.A. Who knows? But I think they should trade for Giannis. We've got an established player that come in and help us immediately. Might win us a championship next year. And honestly, yeah, Nico needs to get out of town. I agree with Bobby on that one.
Thanks for the call, Skyler. You are appreciated. Appreciated. The Dallas Mavericks, for the first time in franchise history, move up, and they move up in a big way. By the way, the rest of the draft lottery, I did not like seeing San Antonio at 2 because that gives them some Giannis firepower to deal with. San Antonio 2, Philadelphia 3, which the guy last night, I think it was Kevin Agandi, messed up. He messed up Philadelphia moving up versus out. The Hornets at 4, Utah at 5, the Washington Wizards continue to have their hearts shattered. At number 6, Pelicans 7, Zion at least looked thin. Nets at 8, Toronto 9, and the Houston Rockets via the Suns at number 10. So those are your NBA draft lottery results. We continue the party throughout the entire morning nonstop here on Sean and RJ. The Boston Celtics are about to be done. Wyatt saves the Rangers, and Michael Jordan is about to give us what we've always wanted. Next, for the 6 a.m. Club, right here on DFW Sports Station.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The 1-0 hit high and deep to right center field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone. Into the Rangers bullpen. Opposite field home run for Wyatt Langford. It's his 7th of the season. It's the first hit for Texas tonight, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
Woo! You had Tolo saying even the Texas Rangers getting no hit by the sorry-ass, pathetic Colorado Rockies was not going to ruin the night because of the number one pick draft lottery results. But Wyatt Langford was here to save the day. 2-1 Rangers to improve to 500 on this radio station in Arlington. Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again to drop Colorado.
Another strong one from Mally. You know, and look, that would have been an embarrassing defeat. Because not only would you have lost, you would have lost in crushing offensive fashion, especially after scoring 16 runs in the previous two games. You would have come home, roof open, so the ball flies a little better with the roof open, and you would have faced a Colorado team that can't stop a nosebleed. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. The lowest ERA on their team of a starter was like pushing five. It was like 4.47 or 4.77, right? And then they incrementally went up by a run all the way into the mid-eights. So it would have been a terrible loss offensively last night, especially.
Yeah, I mean, if the ball flies with the roof open, does that mean they were getting no hit if the roof was closed last night? If it wasn't for the roof, you get the one little punch from Wyatt Langford in the sixth, kind of breaking that up.
It's a double then.
Yeah, exactly. Or a flyout potentially. So you mentioned the another good start from Malley. This is the top four in the rotation right now, their ERAs. Corbin, DeGrom, Malley, Eovaldi. Eovaldi, 1.78. Malley, 1.47. DeGrom, 2.72. Corbin, 3.13. I mean, like, you just look at who they brought in last night when they go from Malley, Garcia, Martin, and then the ERAs are 1.47, 1.53, 1.93.
You know who this team is right now? They're reminding me of the 2015 Mets.
Did they win the World Series?
They lost the Royals. Maybe it was 2016. It was 2014. Anyway, it was the Mets. The Mets Royals. They had like, they had the Fat Harvey. They had they had great pitch. They had
Syndergaard,
Thor, and great staff, right? And they couldn't hit. They couldn't hit.
Yeah.
But this is the ultimate get me to October team right now.
We're turning this around, all right? Yeah, maybe just three hits yesterday, but, you know, that was on the heels of 10-6. Booney's got this. Don't you worry.
Brett Boone will join us tomorrow, we believe, at 9:20 every hump day here on Sean and RJ. So the Rangers win, and they'll be back at it today. Jack Leiter, here's an opportunity, my man. Jack Leiter out there on the mound. Do they have to sweep Colorado, or are you fine with 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I no matter how bad a team is, I never say in baseball you have to sweep because this sport is so fickle. Perfect example. Even go down to a 12-year-old baseball. We played this team a couple of weeks ago. They are so much better than us. So much better. They destroyed us on Saturday. They run rolled. It was like 15-1. And on Sunday, we got a couple of line drives right to the second baseman with men in scoring position. We were able to double them up. And all of a sudden, the last inning, we're up 6-3. You know, it's like there's no rhyme or reason to this sport. So, yeah, I don't ever say you got to sweep somebody, but you have to take 2 or 3.
Yeah, I'll disagree. They have to sweep them. They're awful. They've won 2 games on the road this entire year. They're 2-18. So, yeah, you need to sweep this team.
All right. Also, last night, I was more focused, I'll be honest, on Madison Square Garden than the Rangers. I had my basketball injection in my veins, and we had a classic developing at MSG. The Celtics were basically up 8 throughout the night. The Knicks come back. They take the lead. And then Boston's season ends.
Jaylen Brown back in. Lost the ball. Ananobi all by himself throws it down. And Tatum is hurt. Tatum is down. He wants a timeout. Tatum in so much pain. And the Celtics call timeout, grabbing that right ankle.
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN, and that is season over, and maybe the beginning and middle of next season over as well for Jason Tatum. He was crushing. The one night I don't bet on him, he scores 40 points, carried off the court in the wheelchair, and people are speculating ruptured Achilles, Choppy. Yep.
It feels like we are having way more ruptured Achilles than we ever had. I never remember ruptured Achilles the way they are doing it right now. It's all over the place. But this is obviously not only a crushing blow for Boston, but, I mean, it's a series over. And the series may well have been over at that time anyway, although I think it was only like 7 points, like three something to go.
With the Knicks up?
Yeah. It was only like, it was still, the game was still in the balance. And he was having a game.
Yeah.
A game. But the Celtics have, it's obvious they've got much bigger problems too. Because they just, you know, they have big leads, 20-point leads. Were they up 30 in one game, 14 in this one, and they just keep blowing these leads.
Injuries are starting to screw up my NBA playoffs, though, with Steph. I got scared with Ant the other day, with Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, also hurt and banged up. So it's starting to mess with my playoffs.
Yeah, it's sort of disrupting what was starting off as like a really strong postseason run. And now you're starting to see, yeah, the injuries are stacking up and some of these big time contenders look like they're on the ropes now, whether it's Cleveland or Boston. And I mean, I know the Thunder have tied it up now at 2-2, but the Thunder don't look particularly intimidating against Denver right now. And so, yeah, it's kind of throwing things off a little bit. I can't imagine. I mean, if you get all these big time teams bounced here, then the NBA has got to be just rooting really hard to, like, please God, give us the Knicks in the finals.
Oh, I mean, the Knicks in the finals is a game changer. And we saw last year the NBA, while the Knicks were in the playoffs, the ratings were higher than normal. And when the Knicks got out, you know, they lose 15 million households or whatever it is. And, you know, the ratings would go back and take a little dip. So they're absolutely rooting for the Knicks. You get the Knicks in the NBA finals again. I mean, it doesn't matter who you're playing. You're going to get a monster number.
Steph says he does not expect to play in Game 5. Anthony Edwards and the Wolves win last night to go up 3-1.
Which do you think the NBA, like, obviously it's the Knicks in the East, but which do you think they would root for? Would they root for out of the West to get the market, or would they root for the star matchup against Brunson and the Knicks?
I assume it's Golden State they would root for. They had their druthers.
Well, once Golden State is gone, I'm thinking Edwards versus, like, a run that OKC could go on.
Yeah.
If you're going to have OKC, is it better to have them try to repeat, build something?
Build something, become a dynasty. I mean, Denver, obviously, they've got the cachet of being a champ, and then you're going through the guy who has been the best player in the league for, what, 5-6 years now?
Okay, so I got a little notification yesterday from Tolos. Ooh. Always listening, always turning it on, leaving it on, and checking in with us. By the way, a Rangers ticket giveaway coming up at 7:20. Back to Cooper, Flag, and who the comparisons are. The lead draft analyst from ESPN. Bobby booked him for 8:40 today. We got a Stars guest to get you ready for tonight at 9 o'clock. So a packed Tolo Tuesday. But someone said they were talking smack about me on G-Bag yesterday. A caller? Is this an old phone call they replayed?
Yeah, this was from Friday, from What You Drink and What You Think. They played during LA Live yesterday.
All right, let's hear it.
Line 9 is Jack. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What You Drinking, What You Thinking, Jack?
What I'm thinking is, I think we are. The DFW is sports cursed. But that being aside, we've got some of the best sports talkers. Nadell, I guess everyone except Sean, Shan, whatever that guy's name.
Come on.
The sports, Meat Church, Brothers, I watch more. I'm out.
See you, Jack. There he goes. It was just easier to name the one that didn't.
Thought he was going the positive route there.
He took an exit.
Everybody but Sean.
Yeah.
Man, Sean must have ripped him for some text he sent in or something.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Can't believe you texted in that crap.
Jack on the Delta 8 out there. Bad take.
Delta 8.
Not one of our sponsors.
Hey, right.
I'll be off next week, guys. Chat you in 2 weeks. Had a baby a year and a half ago. Still getting time off.
Whoa. Wow.
Sorry.
That sounds like some hating right there, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to be called into HR for that. Yes,
just idiots, Dawson.
Wow. They even went with the
Doesn't Dawson take off like the final hour?
He does.
If I had Gavin Dawson's schedule, I would work 6 to 9 a.m. in here and then go coach a soccer team.
What did I tell you,
Peyton? I would go peel oranges at 9:15 or 9:20 if I had Dawson's schedule. And I guess since I'm not one of Broadus's 48,000 podcast partners, he can talk smack. I guess since I'm not doing a podcast with him, he can turn on me and talk
all
smack.
All about the tuna.
Yes.
Peyton played this morning. I was like, you know.
And Jack. Next time, one wine cooler, not two wine coolers, with your stuttering and stammering, with you not being able to complete your sentences. So up your tolerance a little bit before you call in next time after your three wine coolers.
I told
Just St. Ides.
I told Peyton, I was like,
what was the last time anyone was at a wine cooler?
Bartles and James.
Oh, in high school.
Yeah, high school, right? Well, unless you've gotten, have you gotten iced?
Oh, is that the Smirnoff thing?
Yeah, where they give you.
Is that a wine cooler?
I don't know. Is it?
I think of that as a malt beverage.
Malt beverage,
I'm a man.
Coolers.
I don't drink Smirnoff Ice.
I told
that Troy.
When I heard this, I told Peyton. I was like, you know what Sean's first clapback is going to be, it's going to be the soccer. He's like, you think? I was like, yeah, that's gonna be the very first clapback.
Like Dawson, like
screw you,
they,
Jared.
They tell me, oh yeah, so Spittle lets someone leave in the final 30 minutes or final hour. Yeah. Like, all right, well, Dawson's he's got to go get Big League Chew for everybody. They're on the sideline.
Man, the kids love that stuff. Still, they still love it. Oh yeah, they love it.
Does it and wear it, out soon?
It wears out in days. It gets like hard as a rock if you don't like. You gotta eat it all like basically in the first week.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're cooked.
I tried to do a bit with Big League Chew. I took the whole thing out and ate it for the Rangers playoff game. Like I put it in my mouth, and after about 10 minutes of chewing and all that sugar, my heart started like pounding out of my chest, and I freaked out and missed the first start of the Rangers game because I was worried about a heart attack.
877-881-1053 for more of your Cooper Flag reaction. Dawson, decent point. I'll say now, I was going to say good, but now decent point. Last night tweeting, I'm still afraid of Cooper Flag being more Robin than Batman. Is that legit? Are we sure that he's absolutely the best player in the draft? And Stephen Jones says, we're done using All In. All of that, plus a Rangers ticket giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.